Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And then his attorney spoke, and the two answers are completely different, as you can imagine.
Oh.
So we'll get both of those on for you, too. But first, it is Wednesday. Let's do some dirty work.
Z104. Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Kate.
Hey, Kate. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Our big boss's girlfriend is named Kate. I hope you're not her.
No, I'm married, so probably not.
Ah, okay, good point. So, Kate, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I think my husband is messing around behind my back, and I think his best friend is helping him do it.
Oh, wow, okay. So, let's start with your husband. What is your husband's name?
It's Peter, or just Pete.
Okay, so Kate and Pete. Okay, so you said his friend is involved?
Yeah, his buddy Rob.
Okay, so tell me why you think Pete is cheating on you.
Well, he's been acting really different lately. Like, for one thing, when we go to sleep now, he puts his phone under his pillow instead of on the nightstand next to our bed.
Okay, is he trying to hear his alarm better, or?
You know what? He said the Ring doorbell alerts go off whenever people drive by our house, and it wakes him up. But I showed him how he can mute those, and he just goes, oh, no, it's too complicated. This is easier. So, I mean, I think he's trying to cover up his phone in case he gets texts throughout the night or something.
Okay, okay. See, I could see both sides of this argument. Is there anything else?
Yeah, I mean, he started bringing home fresh flowers, like, every couple of weeks. And when I asked him why, you know, he's just like, they're for you just because. Or some, you know, some bullshit excuse.
Well,
I don't know.
do you not like flowers?
No, I do like flowers, but it's really out of character for him. He never did this, like, when we were dating, and we've been married for a while now. So it's, like, just weird.
You are a suspicious person. Okay, what about the friend, this Rob guy? You said he was involved?
So he started joining Rob, like, on these weekends where he says that they're going on fishing trips. And keep in mind, Pete has never told me he likes fishing. He owns zero fishing equipment. And when we go out to eat, he never orders fish. So it's not like he even likes to eat it. So it's all just really confusing.
So when he goes on these fishing trips, like, how long is he gone? Is it a couple hours? Is it all day?
Oh, no. It's all weekend. He leaves Saturday morning and comes back Sunday night.
Okay. See, that part is kind of suspicious. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. When he comes back, does he I don't know, bring back any fish?
No, he says Rob keeps the fish that they catch because he doesn't want our house to smell like this when he comes back.
Oh,
That's the question I was about to ask you. Does he smell like fish when he comes back?
No, not really. I mean, he usually goes right into the shower when he comes back, so I don't really have a chance.
Okay, so goes fishing all weekend, goes right to the shower when he comes back. I mean, that's a great system, you know, if that's what he's doing. Like, so you think the fishing weekend story is a lie then?
I do, but he's really good at covering it up. Like, when he comes back, he'll show me his phone, and there's a picture of him and Pete on a boat, and he'll show me a text from Pete saying, ask your wife if you can join me next weekend.
Does he do this on purpose to kind of, like, solidify his story? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. Okay. And this guy, Rob hates me. He's never liked me.
But why not?
It's a long story, and it has to do with something that happened at the wedding, but it's stupid. The point is, he'd be the perfect person to help Pete mess around on me because he already hates me.
Okay. Well, I got to be honest with you. Like, part of me feels like you're exactly right. He's cheating. His friend is telling him. The other part of me feels like you're really paranoid and your husband just wants to get out of the house on the weekend. I mean, you said he has pictures on the boat.
Yeah, but those could be old pictures or maybe, like, I don't know, staged or something.
I mean, she's right. You can't really believe what you see in pictures anymore at all.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a great idea that will probably work. Let me run it by you and you tell me what you think. I say we don't even call your husband yet. Let's call this Rob guy first. And what we'll do is we'll say that, you know, hey, Pete told me about the whole way you cover for him thing. And we'll see what he says. Let's see if he goes, you know, like, what are you talking about? I don't cover for anybody. Or if he says, oh, yeah, we got a pretty good lie going on. The question is, do you have or can you get this Rob guy's number?
Oh, yeah, I already have it, actually.
Okay, perfect. So let's start there. Let's see what happens when we try that first before we even call Pete. We'll do that when we come back.
Hello.
Hey, I'm calling for Rob.
This is Rob.
Hey, Rob, this is Doug Gilmore. I'm a friend of Pete Brown's. I'm not sure if you remember, we met years ago at the wedding.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, I got the chance to hang out with Pete last week for lunch, and he was telling me about the fishing trip thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind if I joined you guys on one of these fishing trips once in a while. Like, I talked with Pete about it, and he told me to run the whole idea by you.
Okay, well, what did you want me to do?
Okay, first of all, like, how does it work? Like, I mean, Pete already told me most of it. He told me that you sort of cover for him with the whole fishing trip story, just in case anybody asks.
Well, yeah, but, so you gotta understand, Pete and I have been on fishing trips before he got married, so part of the reason the whole thing works is because we have pictures of us together doing it.
I gotcha. Yeah, that probably helps.
But, so, what I could do, and so this is what, fooled Pete's wife. I can call you and, like, invite you to one of our fishing trips, and you can put me on speakerphone while you're talking to me. That way she can hear you. Okay. So I'm assuming you're married.
Yeah, I'm married.
Okay. So the way that Pete and I did it was he would send me a text when he was with his wife, and then about 5 minutes later, I would call, and he would just put me on speaker. And I'd be like, hey, I'm getting the boat out next weekend. You know, come on, man, we got to go. And so that way she heard the whole conversation, and that's pretty much how it started.
Okay, I gotcha. So then Pete's got the whole weekend to himself at that point to do whatever.
Well, he's got his Saturday night open, so that's usually what he asks for help with. But the other thing is, if we're all going to be doing this, we have to organize and get the story straight, because otherwise somebody's going to mess up, and I'm not trying to ruin this for Pete because, you know, he's finally happy for the first time since he got married.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, sometimes I don't think Pete likes his wife very much.
Can you blame him?
No, I guess not. Okay, well, listen, I'm going to think about it, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, just give me a call or text me and let me know. It's crazy that Pete told you about it to begin with, because I'm going to have to start charging you guys or something.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Okay, Well, listen, I'll be in touch. Thanks a lot, man.
Sure, man. No problem.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so Kate, looks like you're not paranoid at all. Actually, you're pretty much a genius. Do you want us to call Pete?
No, don't worry about it. I'm actually going to pay him a little visit at his work right now.
Okay. Well, now hang on a second here, because we need to make sure whatever you do doesn't involve, you know, anything crazy or illegal or anything. Okay.
No, I'm not going to jail for some dipshit lying, cheating piece of shit who has no balls whatsoever. I'm not going to jail for that.
Okay.
No.
All right. So you're not going to hurt anybody.
No, I mean I'm going to hurt his ego. I am going to embarrass him in front of his entire job. And no, but I'm not going to hurt anybody else. I'm going to hurt his car. I'm going to hurt his clothes.
Okay.
I'm going to hurt all those fucking flowers that he leaves every week.
Okay.
Maybe not going to the workplace is a good idea. No.
Oh my God. Okay. Hang on 1 second. I still need to talk to you, and then you can go pay a visit to Pete. And if anybody out there knows Pete, you may.
Do not warn him. Do not warn him. I'm coming for his ass.
I bust the windows out your car. And know it.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.